Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to all of our listeners, fans, and supporters, and also our studio audience, for taking time out of your busy schedule to join us today on Your Turning Point. I'm your host, Gertrude Chapman. Thank you for being with us. I have a powerful broadcast that I will be sharing with you today. So tweet someone and let them know to tune in to this 15 minutes of motivation to get your Monday morning started. Mark your turning point as a favorite so you won't miss any of our broadcasts. And also, we love hearing from you. So drop us a line. Send us an email, turningpointenrichment@gmail.com. Once again, turningpointenrichment@gmail.com. Visit our website, www.turningpointenrichment.com. Once again, www.turningpointenrichment.com. Today's topic, how to completely change your direction for increase. By using these three powerful tools to position yourself for success. Tool number one, your association. Who you choose to associate yourself with plays a major impact in your life. Be serious about what you are doing. This is your vision. Take care of it. Nurture it. Groom it. Prune it when necessary. Protect it. Focus in on where you are going according to the direction that you have planned. I love and I respect everyone, but I do not associate myself with everyone, meaning I do not see myself better than anybody else, or I never look down on anyone. But when it comes to people trying to speak into my life, this is where I draw the line. How can someone try to tell you what you should or should not do when they have never experienced your walk before? All they are doing is looking from the outside in, seeing something, but not feeling anything, and they are trying to say what you should or should not do. Think about that. If they are living their life all kind of shim-sham ways, what makes them think that they could give you any advice? Listen, entrepreneurs, this is important. If someone has not gained into that place where you are, why are you allowing them to break your focus? They have never even made it near where you are. So how can they actually give you any advice? They are struggling through life, hitting and missing, without aiming for any real goals. But they always have something to say. Listeners, this is real talk. Too many times people listen to the wrong advice, and this causes missteps toward their goals, and sometimes lead them to chasing outrageous things, trying to take shortcuts to achieve something that takes time to build. A vision takes time to build. A business takes time to build. You're constantly building. But when you're chasing outrageous things, those are nothing but illusions. How is the vision going to stand? How is your vision going to stand? If you're chasing outrageous things and this illusion, it does not have a foundation. And this is where I'm getting to. How many of you know people like this? They're always jumping on this pyramid scheme and or this get-rich-quick scenario, and they say this or that, but you are looking at something totally different. When they come to you with that, change the conversation. When someone's trying to offer advice, and you know without a shadow of a doubt that their life is a life of disaster and confusion. Now, I'm not telling you to be rude. Always keep the communications line open because you need relationships when you have your own business. But find a way to gracefully answer in a way not to offend. but do not allow them to take up your time with foolish or unlearned conversations. Spend quality time is a phase you should always embrace. Spend quality time. I do not mind spending quality time with people that are depositing vital information about what I am doing into my life. These people are doing something in theirs. They are successful in their businesses. They know the ups and the downs. This is where you grow and you learn. Keep in mind, no one has all the answers. You share tips and ideas with each other. You talk strategy and goals. You focus in on the flow of the business. You provide answers to questions and situations you may have faced or the solution to avoid other circumstances. So position yourself for success and quickly shut down vain imaginations that have no basis. Number two, thinking is very important. A couple of days I made a comment to someone when they said everybody has a choice, and their choice was that they chose to be negative. I reminded that person that I have a choice too, and it was not to be in a company with people that focus on negativity. They have a choice, and I have one too. Negative words lead into negative thinking, and before you know it, you begin to think negative about everything. You have doubts about everything. You have trouble believing. Negative thinking is like a cancer. It eats away at hope. And without hope, everything just dries up. It withers away and dies. Seriously, how can you succeed in life if you have no hope in accomplishing your goals? Make a choice to think positive by releasing yourself from stinking thinking and from people who's always negative. Refuse to allow anyone from depositing their rubbish into your mind. Refuse. If not, you will begin thinking just like them. I have people I know, and as long as they are speaking positive, I continue to talk to them. But as soon as the conversation turns to become negative, it's see ya. Because you have to stand up for what you believe. Get serious about your future. If not you, visionary, then who will? Hopefully, before long, the person will get the message. I just went through a similar scenario. A person called me and was telling me about how everything was coming forward in their business. They were asked to meet with an administrator of a company and how they considered having the man come on board. I think, you know, the administrator considered this man to come on board with them. I listened. I gave advice to remind that person to focus on their vision, reminding him of what he had said so he would not get sidetracked. We had a good conversation until he started talking about his wife. I got silent. I got very silent. And soon I ended the conversation. Like I said, negativity is like a cancer and it spreads. Now, it's been about 3 weeks, and the next time he called, which was the other day, in the conversation, there was not one negative word. You see, you have to stand up and be bold and refuse to allow negativity to invade your well-being. You have to make a choice. Either it's going to be that roller coaster of a life, that confusion that comes to your mind when you're trying to go forward and believe that you can do something, or that crippling effect that have you hitting and missing. You have to choose. The third thing is focus on the prize. This is your main goal. Seeing your vision continue to grow and reach one area, and then it sprouts up in another area, and it goes from area to area where you're meeting your goals, and this stream is producing and that stream is producing. You know, those different divisions within the vision. You know how they branch off? And it's proceeding along the path to victory. When you focus it, because this is your main goal, to see growth, to see yourself reaching those goals. So you have to refuse to allow any distractions to take you off the course of this path. Stay on the path that leads to success. Make a decision that allows for no turning back, that you will stay on this path no matter what, and you will focus on the prize. Let every fiber of your being be saturated with your vision. Keep your vision in eyesight. Remind yourself daily of what you are looking to achieve. In my office, I keep posters on the wall. I have my books right there on the shelf where I can see them. Those things are there as a reminder that I have helped other people's lives become better by offering them tips to excel in whatever they have set their minds to do. These reminders bring me joy, and they keep me motivated to produce other products that can change lives of others for the better. Listeners, now you know, there are days where you do not feel like doing anything. You feel like doing absolutely nothing. So you need these motivational statements to keep your vision alive and moving forward. Whether you have something on your tablet screen, your laptop, hanging on your walls, on your desk, wherever it may be, you need these motivational tools, these motivational reminders to keep you moving forward. I hope that what you have heard will help you in areas of your life where maybe you were timid or you held back because you didn't want to say anything or you didn't want to do anything. And sometimes maybe you didn't even know how to exactly handle the situation. Now, I find this to be a very powerful teaching. Go back and listen to this broadcast again and allow it to build you up where you could press forward. Press beyond and position yourself for success. Try. Don't be afraid. Make up in your mind that this is your year. This is your time. This is your season. This is your turning point. Again, drop us a line. We love hearing from our listeners, our fans, our supporters, our friends. Again, that email is turningpointenrichment@gmail.com. Check out my new books on Amazon.com. One is 40 Days of Motivation for the Soul. It has all kind of exercises and tips in there, things that you could actually do. It's interactive. Each day for 40 days. And the next book is 10 Keys to Succeeding in Business for the Entrepreneur. And you could go to the website, https://amazon.com/author/Gertrude Chapman. You have been listening to Your Turning Point. I'm your host, Gertrude Chapman. Until next week, this is your time. This is your season. This is your turning point. Have a prosperous week.